From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama arrived in Saudi Arabia's capital of Riyadh Wednesday for a summit meeting with King Salman and his fellow Gulf Arab leaders. During a photo op, President Obama personally thanked the Saudi king.
The American people send their greetings, and we're very grateful for your hospitality, not just for this meeting, but also for hosting the GCC U.S. Summit that will take place tomorrow.
During his two-day visit, as we heard the president speak, that he is not only to meet with the Saudi king, but also attend a Gulf Arab summit on Thursday that includes leaders from Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Oman. The president hopes to focus discussions on the fight against jihadist groups and efforts to end wars in Syria and Yemen. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and his Gulf Arab counterparts met in Riyadh Wednesday to discuss ways to counter Iranian influence and to fight the Islamic State group. Secretary Carter spoke at a news conference.
And we've made important strides in providing the GCC nations with critical defense equipment. Over $33 billion worth since last May, including over 66,000 precision-guided munitions to support urgent GCC operational requirements such as the counter-ISIL campaign.
You can read more on the president's visit to Saudi Arabia at voanews.com. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake struck off the east coast of Ecuador around 8 hours GMT. This new quake happened after the country was devastated by a 7.8 magnitude quake. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, searchers found a man's body Wednesday in a landslide-hit area in southern Japan. As we hear the rescuers here, the man's body brings the death toll to 48 from two powerful earthquakes last week. Meanwhile, three people remain missing. Kumamoto Prefecture said another 11 people have died from illnesses believed to be related to the physical stress of evacuation. More than 100,000 people, meanwhile, are homeless or fled their homes as aftershocks continue to shake the area. The NATO-Russia Council has convened for the first time since 2014, with recent tensions between Russia and the United States high on the agenda. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday's meeting is especially important because of last week's incident when the United States accused Russian warplanes of flying within a few meters of a U.S. Navy warship in the Baltic Sea.
NATO and Russia have profound and persistent disagreements. Today's meeting did not change that. NATO allies remain firm that there can be no return to practical cooperation until Russia returns to the respect of international law. But we will keep channels of communication open. Especially when tensions are high, political dialogue is necessary to discuss our differences and to reduce the risk of military incidents.
Ambassadors from the 28 NATO countries are attending the meeting along with a Russian delegation. The death toll from a Taliban suicide attack in Kabul has more than doubled to 64, according to officials Wednesday. A powerful Taliban truck bomb tore through central Kabul Tuesday, and a fierce firefight broke out. This is the country's interior ministry spokesman, Sadiq Siddiqui. In his comments at a press conference, the spokesman said that it is with regret I announced 64 people were killed and 347 others wounded in yesterday's Kabul attack. Most of them are civilians. He said the message from the people of Afghanistan to the Taliban is that they will face retaliation for their actions. The EU has slapped Google with antitrust charges Wednesday over its widely used Android mobile phone operating system. The Competition Commissioner Marguerite Vestager said Google used practices such as making manufacturers pre-install its search engine as a default in order to preserve its market dominance. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.